Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson inspires others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. This hit show invites you to participate in expressing and experiencing the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. Elizabeth is joined by world-renowned experts who provide true stories of overcoming adversity and how they aligned their values and beliefs to get clear on creating a vision and living their dream. They'll provide you with intuitive guidance, tools, techniques, and support to assist you in living with purpose and passion. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. Whether the topic is about health, family, work, relationships, finances, or spirituality, you'll be saying yes to live the life you were intended to live. Now, here is your host, Elizabeth Cookson.
Hello and welcome. Yes, it is Elizabeth Cookson, and you're listening to From the Heart on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. Connect with me after the show through ElizabethCookson.com. That's C-U-C-K-S-O-N.com. And make sure when you're out at my website, take a look at the blog. I started blogging again. Chrissy, I'm so excited. I finally got started again on my blog.
Yeah, you were saying your blog was really interesting and popular before.
Yes, it's a lot of fun because I get a lot of information that comes in through Facebook or through some of the social media, and people will say, hey, I really want to know more about this technique, or can you share with me what do I do in this situation? So I put out the weekly angel messages on Sunday, and then throughout the week, I will post a blog about different things relating to the posting that I did on the weekend, or it could be related to something somebody sends me and says, oh my gosh, how do I get through this situation? So yes, I was so excited. I did it this weekend, and I've been posting this week. So definitely, everybody go out, check it out. If you have anything that you would like to know about, just shoot me something on my website through ElizabethCookson.com. Or through Facebook. That would be awesome. And the other thing that I wanted to share with you is, yes, I only have a couple more shows on the network, but stay tuned with me through my website to find out what I'm doing. As I'm just taking a little break and taking care of a few things in my life and getting things a little bit organized. So today I wanted to start with a reading. And we typically do that because I want to share a message with the listeners on what I'm getting my morning prayer of gratitude. And this morning it was really interesting. The angels came to me, and it's all about coming together. And it's about admitting different things to ourselves. And so one of the things that I was thinking about is how can we come together as a community, as a group, as an organization? And one of the things is, you know, what is our limiting beliefs? What's holding us back? So I want to invite you today to take a look at your own life and what is holding you back. And as we continue the show today, that's going to come up. And, you know, that's one of the things that we want to talk about is, you know, finding your voice. And how do we find our voice? How do we speak our truth? And can we lift any of those previous blocks so that we can start manifesting in our lives? So that's definitely something that we are going to talk to today. And one of the things that I also wanted to share with you is today I'm going to dedicate this show to my infant daughter, Nicola, who passed away 5 years ago in a daycare. And today's show is going to be somewhat unique because my scheduled guest was called away with an amazing opportunity in New York. And I am just so happy for him. Brian Benson actually was going to speak to us today about finding your voice. And I asked him if it would be okay if I shared a couple you know, of his stories and poems with you today as we, you know, as we kind of go through some different opportunities about admitting to ourselves our true feelings and finding your voice. So he was very excited about that. So I hope he's excited with the choices that I selected as well. I'm going to share a little bit about Brian. Brian Benson is a multiple award winner, author, speaker, actor, musician, entrepreneur, and he has finished over 50 triathlons. This guy is just absolutely amazing. he's a cross-country bicyclist, inspirational poet, and he is committed advocate to helping others to be the best that they can be. And obviously that's why, you know, he's got an opportunity to be in New York right now. So, you know, one of the things, definitely go take a look at G. Brian Benson and check out his website. He had a movie last year where he was sharing a message that was extremely valuable about the streets of Reno. And he finished a recent movie, I think it was called Seasons for Life, and it was about the cab drive that I'll never forget that was written by Kent Nerburn. So that I know is going to be released here in 2013. And like I said, we're going to share a little bit about Brian's book as we go along. But today I'm going to share with you a little bit about, you know, my infant daughter. And this is what I'm going to do today. Today I'm going to host the show on my own. And you are going to be my special guest. Yes, you. And I would like to invite you on a journey with me today. And that is going to be a journey of forgiveness. And my intention is for each one of us to be connected with our true spirit and to release any bottled up emotions and feelings and just be. I just want you to be in the moment. And I'm going to share as well why I created the show, because I was thinking, wow, I've been hosting the show for so long, and I wonder how many of you really know why I decided to create From the Heart Radio. It's because I'm passionate about sharing the healing power of forgiveness and coming from the heart, because I had the most amazing gift given to me. And I'm going to share a little bit about myself so that you can hear that the techniques that I'm going to share with you today, you're going to understand where I came from and that what I am sharing is from an authentic and loving place. And I promise you, if you can listen for the full hour, if you can take action on the tools and the techniques that I'm going to share, your life will change. And so I'm going to share quickly my story about my daughter. And this story is about forgiveness. It was a typical day. I was running around the house. I was trying to get ready for work. And my husband knew I had an important meeting that I had to get to. So he offered to help, you know, with the children and getting them ready. And I was looking for my laptop. I couldn't find my laptop, and I was trying to get everything ready to go. And I finally found my laptop right next to my daughter, Nicola, and she was sitting prepared, ready to go in her car seat. And in a frenzy, I kind of yelled out the door, "Hey, I'm leaving, I'm going." And I jumped in my car and I rushed through rush hour traffic so that I could make it to an 8:30 meeting. And once I arrived to work, running into the building and fast and trying to get everything set up, the meeting was canceled. So the rest of my day was pretty typical with meetings and whatnot. So around 3:30 in the afternoon, I saw this black puff of smoke. It's something like dust, you know, like when you beat chalkboard erasers together. And I knew from my past experience as a medium that a family member must have just passed. So immediately I thought about my elderly aunt, and 30 minutes later, my husband called to say that our daughter, Nicola, had been rushed to the hospital. And immediately my heart sank as I knew it was her. And once again, I rushed out of the office. I tried to leave the car park, and the gate would not open, and then the traffic was slowed down, and I couldn't get, you know, through the traffic. And, you know, so what happened is my husband called to share with me the news that our daughter was gone. And within 3 days of our family having to make a choice. We made a choice about inviting our daycare provider and their family to the wake and to the service. And I have to share with you that trip down the highway, being stopped in rush hour traffic, not being able to get through, not being able to move, wondering what was happening with my daughter, and having all these thoughts and emotions going through my body like a tsunami wave of emotions. I was just like, just get me to the hospital. And when I did get to the hospital, I picked up my baby girl off of this cold slab table and I rocked her. And it was the last time I got to rock my baby girl to sleep. And making that decision to forgive our daycare provider and then to invite them to share in their grief as well, and not knowing what truly happened at the daycare, because you don't get an autopsy in a couple of days. We didn't get ours. She passed away in April and we didn't get it till September. And so I just felt that you never can get that back. And that was the gift that I gave to the daycare provider. And that's truly the gift of forgiveness. I know we need to take a commercial break. When we come back, make sure you guys grab a pen and paper. And we've got some exciting stuff coming up. Talk to you in just a moment.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 100 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Welcome back to From the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson, and you are all my special guests today. So thank you all for coming and joining in with this amazing show today about you. So I wanted to share just a little bit about what we were talking about before the commercial break in case you're just now joining. I did rush through, and it felt like rush hour as I was trying to rush through this story, but this is a story about loss of one of my twin babies. She was 9 months old and she passed away in a daycare provider's home. And one of the things that I have learned is the power of forgiveness. And the story that I was sharing was that experience that day that I was rushing out the door to go to work. How many of you can raise your hand, and you're probably in your car, can say, yep, I rushed off to work? And how many of you are rushing now off to a sports activity or another event? Oh, hands go up again, right? We seem to rush everywhere in life. And there's so many teleseminars, there's so many classes that really talk about, hey, here's some tools and techniques, but really don't go into depth of what is it truly down at the core that we're missing. And I hope to hit on a little bit of that today as a gift to you. So let's first start with that. So rushing around, trying to get somewhere, looking at the future, you know, kind of putting our minds in that place of the past and things that have been going on in our lives. I think one of the things that I learned from this experience, and each one of our family members has experienced a lesson as well, and that is, for me, with the gates not going up in the parking garage and going, holy cow, just open the gates so I can get on the highway already. Then I get on the highway. Okay, well, you know what? God, creator, universe, whatever you want to call that higher power, boy, they slowed me down again on the highway. And I was bumper-to-bumper traffic for over 35 minutes going down the highway, not knowing about my daughter. Is she okay? What's going on? And then I get the call from my husband that says she's gone. And it was just the most amazing silence. And you know, sometimes we see people in traffic and they're kind of driving crazy and they're like, go, get out of my way. You know what? Bless them and let them pass. Because you never know truly what they are experiencing. And I know that day I was in a place of being numb. I know I looked up through my sunroof and I looked up to heaven and I was like, oh, baby girl, just, you know, just be there for me when I get there. And when I got to the hospital, I was greeted by the coroner, by my husband, by a detective, and was taken into a room. My little girl was sitting on this cold table. And I just wanted to pull up these chair, you know, the little chair rails on a crib so she wouldn't roll out. It was just an instinct I had. And I picked her up, and it was like my little girl. Her spirit was gone, but it was still like she was still there. And through this entire experience to this day, I swear she was in my heart because I wasn't angry. I wasn't bitter. I was just so happy to be holding my baby girl. And the lesson that I learned was being very, very present. And that's what I want to share with you today. I made a choice to be focused on the present moment and to stop looking outside of myself for love and approval. And I took action to forgive and to let go. Now, I'm not going to say that I wasn't angry and I wasn't bitter, because that would not be true. I was very angry. I was very upset about her loss. I was, you know, but I had to really get into a place of compassion very quickly of what is that daycare provider going through? What are they feeling? What is that family going through? And putting the shoe on the other foot, not knowing what happened. So here's what I want to share with you today. I shared that a little bit to open your heart, because it's a story truly that comes from my heart. It's about forgiveness. It's about letting go. And it changed my life because it opened a whole new perspective on life for me. I can't get the day back. The experience of losing my daughter changed my life because I made a choice to be focused on the present moment. And so I forgave the daycare provider, and it actually doesn't end there. I began my journey of forgiveness and self-healing, and that's where I want you to come in. I want you to come in with me today. I want to invite you in to truly see that there is a gift in forgiving, in letting go. And so one of the things that I want to share with you a little bit is what does that mean? So with so many people around the world sharing Holy Week this week, what a better topic than forgiveness? And we're going to kick it off with a rebirth and a new beginning before we end this show, I promise. So forgiveness is a decision of letting go of resentment, anger, bitterness, and thoughts of getting even. So whether it be words or actions that have hurt or offended you in the past, there's still a part of you, part of that experience that has been stored in your spirit and is part of your life. And forgiveness is a gift that you give yourself. So let me say that again. Forgiveness is a gift that you give yourself. So you may choose to offer forgiveness to another person who's wronged you, but you owe it to yourself to let go. It's really simple. I want you to ask yourself a question. Am I willing to live another moment putting energy into something painful from my past? And if the answer is no, then you've already made a very simple decision to forgive. So one of the things that I just got a pop-up here on some questions, and somebody's asking me, do you think the daycare provider was negligent in any way? No, I don't. So after receiving the autopsy result over almost, I want to say it was almost six months after her passing, it really didn't have any results. And so when I really had in my moment of grief and loss, before we reached out to the daycare, as a medium, I connected with my daughter. And I said, baby girl, I said, what am I supposed to do? I don't know what to do. And what I heard and felt deep within is, mommy, she loved me just like you loved me. And that was so hard for me because I was like, okay. I'll reach out. I'll forgive them. I'll invite them to the service. So thank you for your question in regards to the daycare provider. We are friends with them. We do things with them. And I also wrote a story in regards to that and received their blessing as well, because that was really important that when I shared the story that they were also comfortable with that as well. So thank you once again for your question. Now I want to work on our minds a little bit, okay? So sometimes our minds create and conjure up the most, like, destructive thoughts, right? And so that little voice in our head is called our ego. And we talked a little bit about our ego last week with Michelle Houchens. So let's take some time to make our ego our amigo, our friend. So ready? Okay, forgiveness doesn't mean that you have to discard or deny anybody else's responsibility or their engagement in hurting you, okay? And it doesn't minimize or justify the wrong. You can forgive that person without excusing the act. So you may feel like you could be hurt again. You may feel like you got to put up a shield of protection. The truth is, if you continue to hold on to those feelings, you may actually see that you are the one who truly suffers. I was physically and emotionally abused for years, and You know, I was actually sexually abused by many people for years, and I forgave them, and I forgave myself for holding on to all the anger and all the pain. So I found my strength. I found my power in letting go and forgiving. Now, I'll share with you, it took a very, very long time to get into that space of love and compassion. And forgiving it has brought me to an inner peace that's allowed me to fulfill my life purpose. It's allowed me to live. It has allowed me to love. And it's allowed me to trust. In just a few minutes, we're going to take a commercial break here. I'm going to share with you how I did it. So what I want to invite you to do right now, I would love it if you grab a pen and paper, because I'm going to share with you some tools and techniques that have been passed on to me through many seminars and lectures that I have attended. And I'm going to give those to you free. Yes, free. I'm talking, I probably have spent tens of thousands of dollars on seminars. And I'm going to give those to you when we get back from this commercial break. Be right back.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to From the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson. And today my special guest is you. Yes, you. If you're just tuning in, you have tuned in at the most perfect time. I am about to share some tools and techniques with all of you. So one of the things that I just want to take you to a place. Okay. I want you to sit quietly. If you're driving the car, just come back, tune in to the 30-minute mark of the show, and you can do this exercise again. But it's something that you can at least contemplate on while you're driving in your car. So the intent is being very present here and now, not looking at your past and not looking into the future. And what I want you to do is take a couple deep breaths in, and we're going to release them. So take a deep breath in, and I want you to hold it. Okay, and let it go. Okay, now I'm going to have you do it again. And I'm doing some energy work with all of you right now because I'm putting an intention. As we breathe in, we're breathing in light. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Okay, and we're going to let it out. Awesome. So I am just envisioning you all in this most spectacular light. And here's what we're going to do. I want you to admit to your true self. Feelings. Be honest. Only you know what you truly desire. Only you know what bothers you, what's holding you back. And I want you to sit with that for just a moment. Just allow yourself to be for just a moment. No thoughts about work, no thoughts about the family or the kids or, you know, anybody bullying you or talking down to you. I want you to be the most high power being that you truly are. Know how amazing, compassionate, and loving you are. And I want you to ask yourself, what is it that you truly want to be? What do you want to do? Okay, now I'm going to take you through an exercise. And I'm going to ask you, if you're sitting down and you're not driving, because if you're driving, you know, like I said, just stay with us. But if you're able to sit, I want you to uncross your arms and legs because we're going to allow energy to flow from head to toe, toe to head, and back out. I ask you to sit comfortably in your chair and relax. Close your eyes. And we're going to take another couple deep breaths. And I'm going to have you hold it for about 4 seconds. Breathe it in. Hold for four. And release. Okay, I'm going to ask that you continue doing that as I share with you a technique. Okay, this is amazing. I love this. This is so cool. Okay, what we're going to do is I want you to think about what you are holding on to. Close your eyes. I want you to think about what you're holding on to. Who are you angry at? What's happened to hurt you or cause you emotions that you're holding on to? Okay. Now, I want you to create a balloon in your mind's eye. Because I mentioned several things, you may have several different balloons, multiple balloons. Okay. And each one of these balloons is going to hold the pain and emotion that you're holding on to. Can you see them? Can you see what color they are? Look very close. Do you see the strings that are hanging from them? Perfect. Okay, now it's time. I'm here with you, and I can't tell you how many balloons I'm seeing right now. This is just awesome. Okay, because here we go. It's safe. I want you to let go of the balloons. I want you to watch them as they go up into the sky. Watch them float away. Watch all your pain and your anger float away. I'm hearing somebody's telling me that their balloon's not going. Okay, perfect. Thank you. So here's what you're going to do. If you have a balloon that is just staying there, I want you to take some scissors and I want you to cut it. Cut the string. Remember, this is in your mind's eye, in your meditation. Just take some scissors and cut that string and let it go. Perfect. Perfect. Now, if you still feel that you are not able to get your balloon to float away, don't worry. You can come back and you can do this meditation another time. And sometimes when, you know, individuals have a hard time with getting that balloon to blow up and float away, I will ask that when you go do the meditation again, that you actually blow your pain, your anger, your emotions, those hurt feelings into the balloon. Like you're physically blowing that balloon up. And when you're doing that, as you do the meditation, that energy that you're expelling, right, is really putting it into the balloon. And sometimes that's a little bit easier for individuals to do. The other thing is, if you also want to do this meditation outside, I'm really getting that this is an amazing opportunity to connect with nature right now. We're in the middle of a full moon, amazing positive energy right now after the retrograde, and this will also rejuvenate your body and inspire you. So being outside in nature with the trees and everything, this is going to be an absolutely perfect place if you really want to do some additional clearing with this exercise. So one amazing gift that you can give yourself is connecting, like I said, with nature, because our bodies crave those flowers, the trees, and even walking. If it depends how cold it is where you are, but walking barefoot on the grass. Because taking the time each day to truly appreciate, for example, that the sun comes up and it sets, and then how about the moon, right? Experiencing the full moon today. So maybe just schedule a little bit of outdoor time. Do this activity a couple of times, because remember, we built all of these emotions, these feelings up over time. And so it is a exercise that you want to continue to do. A lot of individuals will share these different types of exercises, but the key is that it took time to build up. And so the more that you release, the more you let go, you're going to go, oh, I forgot about that particular situation or that particular individual, because something will stir inside of you. Do this exercise. The next exercise that I'm going to give you is called the Total Truth Letter. And one of the things that I have found very helpful with individuals is, you know, when they're holding on to different things or whatever emotions, you know, that you're feeling right now, the next thing is to really sit down and invite you, right, to write a letter to a person that you are thinking you have conflict with, that you struggle with. And I can give you an example. My father was an example of someone who was very emotionally and physically abusive to me. And I wrote many, many, many letters to my father because I was so angry. And so I wrote these letters. I let the anger and the pain rip. I mean, those emotions were just a mess all over the paper. I let the words flow from my pen to the paper. I cried all over them. I tore up the paper. But hey, you know what? It's all good, because you're releasing all of that emotion. And when you're done, what you do is you have really released a lot of anger, pain, and emotions, that now it's time to remove and get rid of the letter. So you write this letter like you're really writing it to the person. You know, I typically say go outside and burn it. And I ask that God, universe, spirit, you know, take it from my heart and help me release it. Help me forgive. Help me let go of this burden that I have been carrying around for so long, and help me realize that this no longer serves me. This is not in my best and highest good to continue with these thoughts and emotions. Now, the other thing is, you know, obviously being conscientious of the environment, and, you know, and I don't want anyone to burn themselves either. There's paper shredders. So shred the letter. The one thing you do not want to do is to keep it. Those words no longer resonate with you, so you no longer need them. This is an emotion that you're letting rip. And so what I learned from writing all of these letters, and I wrote them to so many people, but my father in particular, as I shared, was emotionally and physically abusive. What I learned from that is that my father was adopted, and he went through many foster homes, and he was abused. And so as a parent, he didn't have a book. He didn't have a manual on how do you raise healthy children, you know. And so he did what he knew, and he tried the best way that he knew how. And so it's a very interesting approach where I felt stupid, no good, and I would never amount to anything in life. And I know many of you are nodding your head going, yes, I know, I've heard that. No, it's not true. You were born absolutely perfect. What happened? Somebody shared words with you that you are now believing. Why? I believe in you. I know that you're amazing. I know you can do it. Write the letter. Let go of that pain. And just know that that was part of them basically just kind of throwing up their energy and their control and their anger all over you. It doesn't resonate with you. That's not who you are. You are absolutely perfect. And so what I'm going to ask you to do is try to write that letter. Try to do it before the weekend and let a little bit go and watch how amazing you're going to feel. We need to take a commercial break and we'll be back right after these messages.
Get ready for Intentional Living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
What if being you created the change you would like to see in this world? What if there are tools to help you access you? This is Glenna Rice, Access Facilitator and the Questionable Parent, and I'm teaming up with Access Facilitator and former NFL running back Ricky Williams to teach Access the Bars Foundation and Level 1, 5 days to change your life, in Seattle, February 8th to the 12th. For details, go to accessconsciousness.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full. Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Good. I hope so. You're listening to From the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson. And Chrissy and I were just talking, and she's like, oh, I'm still kind of feeling like I'm in this meditative state. And bring us out. And I'm like, ah, walking on sunshine. Put it out there. Thank you, Chrissy.
That totally worked, too, that song. That was
Awesome.
Yeah.
Perfect. So let's go from there, because my whole intention today is I really wanted to get your emotions stirred. That's why I shared the story of my daughter, because it really truly stirs up an emotion that there's something in your life that you have lost. Okay. And there's a feeling that you still have connected to that. And the intention with the releasing of the balloons, the writing of the letters, is to let it go. Forgive and let it go. And then connect with nature. Rejuvenate yourself. Get that sunshine on your face. Walk in the grass. Feel that vibration. And so the whole intent that I'm putting out for you right now is sending you all blessings and energy. I'm asking now for each of you to be back filled with love and light for all that space that you just made available. Awesome work, guys. I am so proud of you. So the next thing, I know we don't have a lot of time, but one of the things that I have learned is that when I got into that funk and depression and sadness, I really found myself, you know, not really taking good care of my body. Well, you know, the body is the temple, right? So one of the things that I learned to do was to journal my feelings. So this is, I'm going to try to throw as many techniques out as I can and be as clear as possible. If you can pick up a journal, get that and express your feelings in a journal. So it's something that you can do to start to release those feelings, those emotions, and start to look at what happens to you on a daily basis. What do you think about every single day? Do you find yourself thinking about the same topic, talking about the same thing? If so, start looking at it. And as you write this down and start to express it in your journal, you're going to go, hey, wait a minute, I'm not married to that person anymore. Why do I keep talking about them? You're draining your energy. I just backfilled you with light. Okay, go back and do the exercise again. All right, you still have pictures and memories of people. Celebrate them. If you've lost them in your life, if it's somebody you've lost, celebrate them. Okay, because that's what they would want you to do. So I'm going to share with you, I spend an average of 30 minutes every single morning before I get out of bed in a prayer of gratitude. Now, granted, when you first start this, you may struggle with even getting 1 minute to 2 minutes out, but it can be as simple as, you know, thank you. And like I said, God, universe, creator, whoever you believe in, right? It's like, thank you so much for the roof over my head. Thank you for my perfect health. And granted, if you're not in the most perfect health, you say, for my perfect health, because that's what you're creating for yourself. You're not creating illness. You're not creating sickness. You're not creating drama. You're creating perfect health, right? So be in gratitude for that. Also, thank you for the abundance of financial means that are coming into you. You know, thank you for your family. Thank you for the food that you put on the table. Thank you for the car that I drive. Thank you for the job that I have. Even if you don't have a car, if you don't have a job, and those are things that you desire, throw that in there because you're in gratitude that you're going to receive it. So just remember, when you wake up, what are you grateful for? So whether it's 1 minute or 30 minutes, or you do it throughout the day, it will shift your entire day, I promise you. So start it with a positive and your day will continue. Just keep saying that, right? The other piece is affirmations. I am, okay? I am grateful for waking up this morning. I am grateful for my health. I am grateful for the roof over my head and the food in my cupboards, just like we said. The other thing is, this is what I want. All of you who just did that balloon release, the letter release, here you go. I am beautiful. I am patient. I am perfect. I am healthy. Whatever you feel that you are lacking, I want you to turn that into a positive. I want you to change your computer password so it times out on you after 5 minutes of not typing. And it could be, I am financially abundant. or I am wealthy, that's a little bit shorter. But something along those lines of wherever you're feeling a little bit of lack, I want you to turn that bad boy around, and I want it to be positive for you. I am truly, my intention for today's show is to help you forgive, to help you let go, to truly connect with your true spirit and come from the heart. And to do that, I am cracking your heart open like a nut, okay? Because I want it to be wide open so that light can shine for everyone to see the most amazing you. And who has to be confident? You do. You have to love yourself. So maybe you just need to say, I love you, and look in the mirror. Maybe you need to say, I am beautiful, and look in the mirror, right? Think of three different statements that you can share with yourself every day and really mean it. Really start to feel what you are saying and come from that place of being positive, being grateful, and from the heart. Okay, so one of the last things, I know I don't have a lot of time, but what I started to mention a little bit is that our bodies are a temple. So make sure you take care of it. Eat a good breakfast, eat a good lunch, eat a good dinner. If you can, try to pack your meals the night before, if you can. Okay, have some snacks. Have some things that you personally can have to keep that body, that temple, shining. And it's not that hard. You know, my body sometimes doesn't get enough exercise, but when I do get the exercise, I feel like $1,000,000, like I'm walking on sunshine. So just take a few minutes. You know, maybe it's during a commercial. Get up and start jogging with a commercial. You'll realize that those commercials go on forever. So it also gets that energy moving. It starts to release those endorphins. It helps you to go, wow, okay, I'm getting a second wind. So just remember that even though where we are right here, right now, I know it's the end of the show, but it's not the end. This is only the beginning. And, you know, I really appreciate all of you for listening today. If you have any questions, if you need any assistance, please reach out to me at Elizabeth@ElizabethCookson.com. That is my personal email. I also have Facebook. You can reach out there, be a friend of mine, and share with me your experience. Tell me what you're going through, and I will be there to help you. I will help guide you the best I can, because my whole intention in truly serving is to share how we forgive, how we let go, and how we can be in that present moment so that we can be the beacon of light for others. Until next week, blessings and love. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson, an inspiration to others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. If you missed any part of this program or would like to get in touch with Elizabeth Cookson, please visit ElizabethCookson.com. Tune in each week on Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe. Oh, some things I can't get used to.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought. Because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe. Oh, some things I can't get used to.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.